This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with the question, could it happen here? Could the events taking place in L.A. with people clashing with National Guard troops and other enforcement sent by President Trump, could we end up with something like that here in the Big Apple, and would the mayor support it? Now, there have been several days of protests in L.A. on part of folks who say President Trump's immigration policies are unfair and totally ignore any evidence of a constitution which protects people's rights. It has boiled over, going into a fifth day now, and now the question, could New York be next? 1010 Wind newsman Mac Rosenberg talking with the mayor today.
While he's not necessarily opposed to reinforcements, the mayor notes the size of the NYPD and the resources at its disposal in saying he thinks New York has what it needs.
If there's ever a need to go beyond the manpower that we have, there's other ways you do it before you have to come with the look of a military operation.
He's spoken to the governor about that hypothetical.
We have the best police department on the globe when it comes down to dealing with those who want to protest.
Adams isn't reacting much to what's happening in L.A., saying L.A.'s mayor doesn't talk about New York, so he won't talk about L.A. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Down at Diddy's, another day, another request for a mistrial, another not only no from the judge, keeping it moving. An issue came up with a juror at the federal sex trafficking trial of Sean Combs. We hear the issue was the hot topic in some kind of conversation inside the robing room yesterday between the judge and all the lawyers, but they sealed the transcript so nobody really knows what they were fighting about, and there was no immediate action taken against the juror in question who's still sitting there on the panel. Anyway, when they started back this morning, defense lawyers accused prosecutors of knowingly introducing what they said was false testimony from one of Diddy's former girlfriends, testifying that Diddy dangled her over a hotel balcony in 2016. Well, as it turns out, her date didn't match Diddy's geography at the time. And the woman says, oh, it happened, but I got my dates mixed up. Defense lawyers say, see, she lied. It never happened. Mistrial, please. The judge said, see, this is not fodder for a mistrial. Keep it moving, please. So it'll be a day of cross-examination for the ex known only as Jane. I think my daddy did it. I think he most likely committed the Gilgo Beach murders. That's from the daughter of the man who police believe killed several women, leaving their remains centered around a stretch of beach on Long Island. And now, Rex Huerman is the topic of a new docuseries.
The family seems very supportive of suspected serial killer Rex Huerman as they have attended many of his court proceedings. But the most shocking statement of the docuseries comes from Huerman's adult daughter, who says she now believes her father is most likely the Gilgo Beach killer. The family's attorney, Robert Macedonio, says Rex's now ex-wife feels differently.
That's not the Rex she knows. That's not the Rex that, as she has put it, her savior from an abusive first marriage.
In the series called The Gilgo Beach Killer House of Secrets on Peacock, the ex-wife and the daughter speak.
Does everybody really believe everything they hear?
My memory says this.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
In other news, in East Patchogue, they've charged a man with killing another man right in front of the victim's daughter. The Suffolk DA says 46-year-old Daryl Trent pulled up to 45-year-old Carlos Bonaparte's house about 3 in the morning on May 18th. Apparently, they say Bonaparte had been fighting with his girlfriend at the house, and somebody called Trent to come and help. Officials say Trent pulled up, got out of his car with the crowbar, and then plunged the claw end of it into Bonaparte's skull. Well, you already know the rest. Says here Bonaparte's daughter and several people watched the attack. Well, Trent hightailed it from Long Island but was arrested up in Ohio on May 23rd. He's now charged with murder, and he was arraigned on yesterday. At Tribeca, Lin-Manuel Miranda attending a special premiere last night at the Indeed Theater at Spring Studios. Colectivo, which is a family fellowship and Tribeca Studios filmmaker program, was launched. That's to champion a new generation of Latinx films. The program selected 3 emerging filmmakers to receive funding, mentorship, and the opportunity to premiere at the festival. Check that out. He talked about it and talked with Tintin Nguyen, shared one of the more memorable moments of the process.
I have a 10-year-old who all he wants to do is make movies. He's had a very weird life. You know, he saw me dancing and singing on the set of Mary Poppins Returns when he was 3 years old, and that's a multi-million-dollar Disney movie. But it was so important for me to take him to the South Bronx where we were filming El Tigre and say, when you start filmmaking, this is what it's like. It's figuring out. It was supposed to be a sunny day. It's a rainy day. How do you improvise within that?
Aw, what a good daddy to do that for his boy. And if you checked out the Tonys this past weekend, you got to see Manuel celebrate a reunion with his original company of Hamilton.
The miracle that we were able to get this original cast back together. You know, they've all gone on to do such incredible things. Just literally getting everyone in the room for a few days to rehearse was a the room where it happened was a logistical challenge. And so that we were able to bring the number home and play together again, it was not something I thought I would ever get to see.
Well, a lot of people got to see it and thought it was amazing. They did a rousing performance featuring an intricate medley of tunes from the stage soundtrack. They say folks were dancing up a storm in that theater. Meantime, back in the movie theater, Tintin Nguyen spotted another gem among the many features shown at this year's Tribeca Festival. One of them follows 2 couples forced to deal with certain questions about their lives. That's when a New Year's trip opens up a Pandora's box that threatens a catastrophe. Josh Gad stars in it.
The film is really about humanity in all of its glory and flaws. This is about 4 people who seem, you know, in happy relationships, but have never sort of confronted, I think, the difficult truths underneath those relationships. And a Band-Aid gets ripped off, and this movie is about the consequences that follow.
Yeah, he plays the part of Mitch in the movie A Tree Fell in the Woods alongside Alexandra Daddario. We hear it's a good one. It premiered in the Village East, but it's playing again this Friday at 8:30. You don't want to miss this one. 1010 Wins is a proud media partner of the Tribeca Festival. On Long Island, just give him the eagle, why don't you? There's a golfer out there at Huntington trying to set a Guinness Book record for playing the most consecutive hours. And we have an update.
When golfer Kelechi Azihi says he's tired, there is a big reason why.
Yes, I did break the record to break was 32 hours, and I broke it by 3 hours.
After playing day and night in the rain for 35-plus hours here at the Huntington Crescent Club, he is now part of the Guinness World Records at the age of 27. The club's Kevin White was there.
I've played 9 hours. This is unheard of.
Azihi says the support of his friends helped.
And right now, I feel relieved because this is a dream that has been almost a year now.
Azihi wants to now build a golf center on land he purchased in his native Nigeria. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
That's a lot of time on the golf course. Hey, fellas, ladies, don't try this at home. You'll find a pillow and a blanket out there on that golf course. Put you out.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.